I'm Assistant Chief Constable Mark Williams from Police Scotland.
Just tell me where we are with this investigation.
Well, we now have an incident room set up in Glasgow with a dedicated hotline. It's 0141 532 5457. And we have officers now poring over evidence of the events of Saturday afternoon. We're gathering in CCTV, mobile phone footage, footage from the media, footage from our own helicopter, of course, and piecing that together to try and establish some positive lines of inquiry into the events.
And that was a real shambles, wasn't it?
I think there's no doubt that the behaviour of many of the fans was reckless. A small minority were clearly criminal in terms of their activities, and violent activity in particular. And we'll be working very hard with the Crown Office and with the other authorities to ensure that we make studious, professional and detailed inquiries into all of those acts. And we will be working very hard to ensure that we bring those responsible to justice as quickly as possible.
Now, it's a long time since we've seen police horses having to get involved to separate fans in this way and to put a stop to things. How disappointing is that for you and your teams to realise that's the scale of that problem?
Well, I think it's very disappointing, and it's very disappointing not just for the police service, it's very disappointing for football in Scotland. You know, we'll work very closely with G4S, the stewarding company, with the SFA, with the clubs involved, Hibs and Rangers, and with Hampden Park as well, to understand fully the circumstances of what took place. But, you know, let's be clear, bringing police horses into an environment like that requires a very measured, professional and proportionate response. Our priority is public safety, and we don't want to have to use police horses in a public order environment like that ever. But we did. I think we did it in a measured and professional way. We also brought on public order trained officers as well as conventional officers to separate the fans and to bring and restore order to a very challenging set of circumstances. And of course, now what we will do in the cold light of day is pour over the evidence and bring those responsible to justice.
Now, you've got a lot of seriously clear shots of a lot of faces, haven't you? So how concerned should these people be? What would you say to folk who indulged in a little bit more than jovial celebration?
Well, let's be clear, there was thousands and thousands of people on that pitch on Saturday. Many of them were there as a result of exuberance and celebration, but sadly, a small number were there because they were intent on criminal acts of violence and disorder. And those are the people we'll be focusing our inquiries on. Yes, there are lots of images and we'll pour over them, we'll go through them one by one, and we will, one by one, pick them up, arrest them and bring them to justice. So we'll work with the Crown Office to make sure we've got a sufficiency of evidence to do that. And I'd appeal to anybody who has any information about that sort of criminal behaviour to call us on 0141 532 5457, where the incident room will take your details, be back in touch and get a detailed account from you.